It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
Well, David, you remember yesterday was a solemnity, a big feast day.
Yeah.
Saints Peter and Paul.
That's right.
Now, while the two shared this special day, you know, it was funny, they didn't always get along. Yesterday, we were fortunate to have Mass here at Mater Dei Radio. Father Gabriel Mosher from Holy Rosary Church in Portland was here, and he talked a little bit about how much those two did not get along.
Interesting.
So even though they both loved Jesus and devoted their lives to serving him, they had different views on how the Christian faith should be practiced. In fact, it was so obvious, even Pope Francis had a little bit of thought of that.
Yeah, let's listen to his tweet of the day.
Communication in the church has come a long way. First, monks had to transcribe the Bible by hand. Then came the Gutenberg press. And now, there's Twitter. It's the Pope's tweet of the day.
So along with our second cup, here is Pope Francis' tweet of the day. Let us pray that in social, economic, and political situations of conflict, we may be courageous and passionate architects of dialogue and friendship.
It's so important. Now, I didn't spend a whole lot of time before yesterday thinking about how much these two great figures of the Catholic faith really didn't get along.
Mm-hmm.
And not that it's an example of that it's okay to not get along with people within your own church, but how they continued to strive to bring forward Christ's message, even when they didn't agree.
Right.
And just really tried to be better people at it. So despite the fact that both men went on to become key figures in early Christianity, they are great saints. Simon Peter became the rock which the church was built, and it is thanks to Paul and his prolific writings in the New Testament that we learn so much about the earliest days of Christianity. So the lessons, that's always the important part.
Sure.
What can we learn about these two great men to apply to our own tricky relationships, especially at work?
Yeah.
Right? After all, Peter and Paul didn't let their disagreements stop them from being brothers in Christ or fulfilling their missions. So I thought today for the second cup, we might spend a little bit of time about ways to work through some of those relationships.
Okay.
We're very fortunate here at Mater Dei Radio, and this is no lie, we really work together as a family.
We
get along. We are concerned about the well-being of everybody, and we work to make sure
Absolutely.
That our environment is wonderful.
It's awesome.
That's not always been the case in my kind of career.
Mm-hmm.
I have had jobs where I really had difficulty working with a supervisor. And the big thing was, is because our moral faith or our moral upbringing did not match.
Right.
And it made it very difficult to work in that kind of an environment. So much so that it finally led me to say, I can't
do it anymore.
I can't be in this environment. Yeah. And I found another job. And you might find that that is the only recourse.
Sure.
But if you're not able to leave your job, or, you know, it's not that severe, but you want to try to find ways to work together. So here's a few tips based on the relationship of Peter and Paul.
All right.
So first of all, David, they suggest find a common goal.
Right.
Okay, so keep that goal in mind. So Peter and Paul were ardent supporters of Jesus, who was the compass that pointed them in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they both had different ways of arriving at their final destination.
Right.
So that's always the goal. So what is the goal? What are we working towards? Okay, if you got a team member that says, no, I think we need to do it this way, well, you know, you can go about it a different way, and one that, you know, supports your belief.
Right.
To get to the common goal, which is always the good.
And sometimes having those two different styles can actually help get to that common goal.
So it lets you kind of look outside the box.
Absolutely.
And again, we're not talking about immoral ways, but really different courses to the same goal.
So we always heard that, like, St. Paul was a little bit more from an educational writer standpoint, where St. Peter maybe a little bit more emotional, you know, just from what you read. And
that's right.
You know, whether or not how that's portrayed in movies or whatever. But that's always kind of been the way you thought about it.
As Father Gabriel said, he said yesterday, St. Peter was a little bit of an idiot and St. Paul was a little bit of a jerk. A little bit.
That's
our
funny.
Saints, and yet they are the foundation of our faith.
Yeah.
Well, another way to do this is speak the truth with love, right? If you know you're right, you're not going to beat your coworkers up about your righteousness. You got to do it in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
While Paul mentioned his differences with Peter in Galatians, he didn't do so to score points. He explained his position and how he felt Peter was wrong. He certainly didn't go behind Peter's back or use inflammatory language or gossip or any of those things. And you know, in some instances, Peter did need to get straightened out a little bit on some of his thoughts. This one is excellent. Show a good example.
Yeah.
Lead by that good example.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important. I rely on everybody here. I mean, even when I came in, I didn't know what I was doing here at the radio station. Everybody here led by great examples, both in your work ethic and in your faith that's practiced here at the station. It was wonderful to do.
Nice.
Along with that, Paul considered Peter a hypocrite. Now, this is what is very interesting in how he dealt with Jewish Christians. He also didn't appreciate how Peter rejected Christ three times. However, by staying strong in his own beliefs and trying to be faithful, he remained a good example to Peter. And that gave Peter the confidence to follow his heart and be the rock the church needed.
Right.
And then lastly, they suggest, look for the good.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this goes back to you might not be in a position where you can change jobs right now because of some severe differences. So you have got to find the good in what you're doing.
Right.
So you can't always persuade people to act and think your way. However, if you keep an open mind and appreciate that not everyone must think just like you, it's easier to find more positive points about the other. For example, despite their differences, Paul referred to Peter specifically out of all of the apostles in his first letter to the Corinthians, which can be seen as a form of admiration.
Mm.
Right? So they had their difficulties. And in every situation, you're not always going to be, you know, we're not on heaven. We are on the earth. So it's not always going to be a great, great environment. But we got to keep moving forward. We got to move through this.
Yeah.
I think especially now, that is excellent to keep in mind because we are reopening.
I know.
Kind of entering back into new territories. And boy, some of these mandates, they can really set people on opposite sides. But we got to recognize what's the goal.
Right.
Getting back our lives, getting back to normal, and making sure that the fewest number of people are infected with COVID.
Yeah, and do it with compassion.
Do it with compassion. So whatever side you might be on, find that common goal and continue to work together the way that Peter and Paul did. We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.